Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We're here to treat you good. Hope you're having a great start to your day. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Mayloff here. I am joined by our head of production, Seth Habager.
Good morning, all.
And all of you, the best listeners in radio. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to kick things off the way we like to, talking a little Mother Nature, talking some weather with our friend, Brittany. How you doing this morning, Brittany?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
We're doing okay.
Doing all right.
Got a little bit of that snowfall last night, but it was a different type of snow. And from what I've been seeing, Brittany, it looks like that we may even get another different type of snow coming up here. What has Mother Nature got in store, and does she know what she's doing?
She's flipping around all over the place.
All over the place.
She is crazy right now. Yeah. Wild Wisconsin weather. Yeah. That's why we live here, mm-hmm, I guess. Mm-hmm. But here we are with this light, fluffy snow. The temperatures are into the mid-20s, so it's drier, you know, one of those you can easily shovel. Yeah. But when you're on the roads and you're compacting that, it gets icy and slick real fast, especially when you're mixing it with the salt. So careful on the intersections. Take the turn slow. I know a lot of county roads and town roads are still slick and slippery, so take your time. Otherwise, we're going to be cloudy and calm as we wait for the next storm that starts to really push in overnight. So winter storm watch is out. It's in effect from 6 a.m. tomorrow, and it lasts throughout the Saturday afternoon. I think it goes until noon on Saturday now.
Mm. Wow.
What's going to happen is overnight tonight, around 1 a.m., a little patchy, freezing drizzle could start to roll in. Nice, right? Just ice the roads underneath.
Yeah.
The snow. Go figure. Mm. So the snow will start to really kick up at 4 a.m. So we'll wake up tomorrow with maybe a half an inch on the ground. Nothing too wild, but it's going to start to ramp up as we go through the morning hours. Around 9, 10 a.m., we'll start to see heavier snow bands hit us. The winds will start to whip up to 40 miles per hour. So it's going to be blowing around some snowfall, really reducing visibilities when the snow starts to come down heavy. And the worst hours will be tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's when it's going to hit the hardest.
Mm.
Probably 3 to 5 inches for us. That's what I'm thinking during those hours. But it doesn't stop there. It continues into Friday night and into Saturday, where we can get another 2 to 4.
Mm.
So really just expect 5 to 8, no matter where you are.
Yeah.
Get a little more, you're not going to notice the difference anyway.
Right, right.
Very true, yes.
I was out there with my measuring stick and I... That is so helpful. This is one of the reasons that we love being able to interact with our weather eye people, with our weather people, and talking with somebody like Brittany, and not just hearing a forecast or anything. This is so helpful to us. We know a lot of our listeners are hearing this and they're able to prepare. Then I'm getting my stuff that I got to get done out of the house done today.
Right.
So we know how to do this in the Midwest. We live in shacks. We go from one shack to the next. We just call these buildings different things. This is my work. This is my home. But we're just going from shack to shack.
Yeah, exactly.
And people can do that now. We know that thanks to Brittany. Thank you for that, Brittany.
You're welcome.
Before we let you go, I got to ask real quick. Are you an animal lover? Are you a pet person? Do you have dogs, cats, anything like that?
I'm a huge animal lover. I currently have 2 cats right now. I'd have dogs if my apartment would let me, but,
I love all animals. Love cats, dogs. They're great. We have Madison Rafter from our Southwick County Maine Society joining us today with our Pet of the Week. And I thought we're getting to know each other here and everything. I was kind of curious. I wasn't sure. Nice to know. And we say good morning to your cats.
Thank you.
They're
meowing back.
Right on. Just join the Kevin and the rest of the cats that we have.
We're collecting
over
cats
here.
We're
collecting more and more cats on the morning show here. It's great. Thank you, Brittany. We appreciate you. You have a safe day out there, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
Yeah, sounds good. Have a good one. Talk tomorrow.
She's the best. She's awesome. Appreciate you, Brittany. Thank you so much. Seth and I got good stuff lined up for you today. We're going to get into a great one to kick off our show. We also got this story from McDonald's. They're bringing back a limited item. Popeyes is bringing back a limited item.
Oh, geez.
We got to get to those. The first travel ad sent to aliens.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with that.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what to do with that
Lovely.
One. We've got to say goodbye to a love, a favorite candy of many of ours. Yep.
Say goodbye.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to say goodbye to candy.
I know, me neither. We also have the five neediest dog breeds coming up. We, of course, also will be joined by our friend Madison Rafter and from the Southwick County Humane Society to kick off the 9 o'clock hour.
We want to talk animals and pets. Yeah.
That'll be a good one to get into in the 9 o'clock. We're looking forward to that. Also, usually on Wednesdays this happens. Today, we're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Yeah.
Be on the lookout for that around 8:40, 8:50, somewhere around there.
Yep.
This hour we'll be doing that. Looking forward to it. But Seth, I want to start here. And you and Beth are one of my favorite couples. I think you guys are a great couple. You know, so many of the things that you look for in a relationship, I think you guys have. And I love your origin story. It's one of my favorites. For those that don't know, they met in a play.
It involves theater. So, yeah, that's why. It's beautiful. Exactly.
It really is. It is really a beautiful story. But like many people out there, I think that there are some certain things that every relationship needs to go through to really find out if you have the real thing. You know, is this real? Mm-hmm. A lot of people will say you don't know if you've been in a real relationship until you've been in a fight and been able to survive that. Some people, it's going to IKEA and surviving that. And
it's a nice shorthand test, you know, if you want to try it out, see what happens.
I say that jokingly until I actually did that with my ex. And notice I said my ex. No, that's not why. That's not why.
Blame it all on IKEA.
It's these little things.
Yeah.
And also, how much can you really know about yourself as a couple if you have not rescued a moose from an icy river? Really?
Boy.
Really. It's something every couple needs to do.
You know, the opportunities are so slim.
Yeah.
To be able to do that, though. That's a tough one.
Got to really hunt for that one. Yeah, really. A New Brunswick couple teamed up with some peace officers to rescue a moose that fell into a river that couldn't get back out.
Oh, wow.
Joylene Lavoie said that she and her husband, Claude, were out on in their side-by-side off-road vehicle in the Rogersville region north of Macton. This is in New Brunswick, of course.
Mm-hmm.
When they spotted a young moose that had fallen through the ice into a river.
Okay. Wow.
Quote, when she spotted us, she tried to get up, and all she could do was slip and fall back on the ice. She couldn't get a grip to get off the to walk off. The couple enlisted the help of some nearby peace officers. Quote, we knew if we didn't get her out, she probably wouldn't be able to make it. She posted a series of videos to Facebook showing her husband venturing out onto the ice and getting the strap around the moose's back leg.
Wow.
The rescuers hauled the moose closer to shore before moving to the strap. Lavoie said the moose was eventually able to stand up on its own.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know if she knew that she was being rescued and it was going to be a happy ending for her, but she was just super calm, handled it really well, and the moose is doing great now. And the couple is stronger for it.
Yeah, that's a good team building experience, you know, so rescue a moose.
I challenge all of you couples out there. No, I did not. I just think it's a really cool story.
That was a good story.
Boy,
like that.
Those two are going to have something to talk about.
That is a story, man.
Yeah.
That you're going to have for your, yeah.
If you are friends with that couple, you are going to be hearing about that story a lot.
Oh, yeah. Many, many, many times, yes.
And just with the symmetry, the tie to it, and a chance to send a shout out to our police and firefighters out there. Mm-hmm. Police and firefighters in New Hampshire came to the rescue of a deer found stranded on the ice in the middle of a large pond.
Wow.
The Pelham Police Department said officers responded Tuesday morning to a report of a deer stranded on the ice covered in Harrison Pond.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to rescue the deer. The deer is doing just fine now, and so are the officers and the firefighters.
That's good, because there are chances that anytime you're dealing with a wild animal, that there's always that risk, you know, that something bad could happen.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see that everything worked out fine. And they were able to give him a hand. That's pretty cool.
This is not the same at all. But I think that one of the closer comparisons we have to this is if a dog has ever gotten out. You know, the dog gets loose. I went over to my friend's house the other day, and he's got two beautiful pits. The beautiful dog, sweet as all get out. And every time I come over, I put my hand out, and the dog just, you know, licks my hand right away. We say hi to each other. I joke to him that it's part of the only reason I go there is to say hi to his dogs.
Right.
I did the same thing I've always done this time, only this time the dog saw an opening. And I believe that this dog has been planning this for at least a year.
Great.
that. Like, oh, I know, this is my chance. And yep. book just ran.
Right out the door.
And trying to catch a young, very fit pit bull, like, no, no. That's trying to catch Barry Sanders in his prime. That is not an easy thing to do.
Wow.
But it's you're doing this and trying to help the animal. You don't want the animal to run into traffic or any of these things.
Yeah, exactly.
I admire any time we see human beings doing these things. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty darn cool, especially when it is our firefighters, our police officers. A big shout out and thank you to all of them.
Another thing you don't think about in the job description, right?
Yeah.
When you're signing up, hey, sometimes you might be rescuing large animals. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Seth and I are going to do something a little different today. In the 9 o'clock hour, after Madison joins us, we usually have our entertainment section.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of news in sports and in coaching over the last 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And I've gotten 6 different messages from our listeners asking, do we have to wait until Monday to talk about these things? So we're going to try something different. Okay. After we're done with it, I have one entertainment story.
Okay.
After that, for about 15, 20 minutes, we're going to do a Playmakers episode inside of the morning show. We're going to open up the phone lines, mm-hmm. let you call in with your sports thoughts and feelings just for a little bit, and we'll send a shout-out to Quality Plus Printing, sponsoring the show. We appreciate them for that. We can get in on that.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
I think that there's too much not to talk about, and it's entertainment. Sports is entertainment, so
it is.
We're gonna get into that. Looking forward to it.
Yep.
Coming up, we got Misty's menu birthday. And I'm sorry, I knew I was going to do that at least once or twice.
You're so used to it, man. You're so used to it.
It's been over a decade.
I know.
We would. I do want to send a shout out to Misty's. We did love working with them for many, many years.
Yeah.
New ownership, new things. That's cool.
They want to try something different. Yep.
That's not going to change us supporting them. We support Misty's. We support local businesses. Encourage you to go on, head on over there, say hi to the gang for us. Wish them a good day.
Yep.
We'll be back with WFHR's birthday and anniversary club for now. It's WFHR. More to come on that, everybody. Mm-hmm. Wink, wink.
Hint, hint.
It means we might have a sponsor.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. but keep it between us for right now.
Just okay, all right.
Between us. It's really cool. We got a great one coming up.
Stop it.
Morning show on WFHR. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happiest of birthdays.
It's got to be someone with a really gravelly voice. Yeah.
We're going to try all kinds of voices. We're going to, it's an instrumental.
I may have to put some more birthday bumpers in. I may have to.
You're definitely going to want to do that because I am not going to stop doing that. Look forward to it.
How can I drown out James here? Let's figure out some ways.
That's the whole point of the show, not just this segment, the whole show. But why do you think I have 2 co-hosts half the time? It's time to do some celebrating, and we want to do that with all of you, the best listeners in radio. Thank you so much, everybody, for helping us keep the WFHR birthday and anniversary segment, this part of our show, alive and well.
Yep.
There was a conversation that happened here some years ago, and it happened again recently about, is this still a thing? Do people still enjoy this? Do people still like this? Overwhelmingly, yes.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
There's
so few stations that do it anymore. That's the thing.
Yeah. And whether it's little kids still loving hearing their birthday on the air or couples loving hearing an anniversary, anything like that. And trust us, I cannot stress this enough. As much as you enjoy it, we love it just as much.
We do. It's fun.
It is fun. It's a positive part of the day. It's a fun part of the day.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoy it. And we thank you all for sending your birthdays and anniversaries to us. Mm-hmm. And in all seriousness, we do have a great sponsor coming up, and we are very excited about that.
Yep.
I want to send a shout out to Ashley, our sales head here, our marketing and sales head here, doing some great work there. Nice job, Ash. That's going to be fun to bring them onto the team. Looking forward to it. For now, we want to encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries so we have a segment to fill, everybody. keep them getting them to us so we can celebrate with you. Share in the celebration. Get them to us. info@WFHR.com. You can email any of our staff. My email is james.mailoff@civicmedia.us, seth.habhager@civicmedia.us, melissa.k@civicmedia.us.
You see a theme there.
DM us on our Facebook pages, whether it's WIRI or WFHR. Get us your birthday and anniversary entries through there as well. Call up and join the conversation.
Right.
715-424-2600. Our phone lines are wide open, live and direct. You can call us up and get us those birthdays and anniversaries. If you're sitting there thinking, oh, I forgot to get it in. You got time. Go ahead and send it to us, everybody.
Yeah.
I need a one or a two from you, Seth.
Two today.
All right. That gives us that qualifier.
Feels like a two today.
Yeah, that's a good one. I meant to, so I mixed it up. I mixed, next week we've got Melissa on Thursday. And so I thought I had her tomorrow, and that's why I asked you to give me the number yesterday.
Right.
I thought I was actually spreading this out a little bit better. It turns out I'm not.
No, you're not.
Thank you for playing along. We want to wish a happy birthday first off to Steph Payne.
Happy birthday, Steph.
Hope you have a great day, Stephanie.
Absolutely.
Enjoy your day.
Yeah.
I hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a happy anniversary to a couple that can win now because Jeff does not work with us anymore.
Okay.
Jeff and Marilyn Siegler celebrating their 49th anniversary.
Oh, 49. Congratulations, you two. That's awesome.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
You're 49 is a remarkable milestone.
It is, absolutely.
And you're just a year away from that big 50, too.
Man, which is always a great milestone. But you know what? I every anniversary is a milestone. Let's keep that in perspective, man.
Marilyn is wonderful. She's a great human being, and we appreciate her, too. And I always like to do this, whether it's on his birthday or his anniversary. Shout out, Jeff. One of the top three best salespeople I've ever met in this business, by far and away. You could almost throw a rock and go to any business in this community, and they know the name Jeff Siegler, and we'll speak highly of him.
Good.
Jeff, one of those guys. Jeff and I, one of the things I appreciated about Jeff is I early on, working with him, we butted heads. But we would butt heads, and 5 minutes later, he'd come in the room and treat me completely differently. Treat me completely like he normally would.
Right, yeah. Doesn't hold anything against you, right.
I learned real quick from guys like him and Greg Gack, you not only have to have a skin of Teflon in this industry, but you also have to be able to give that.
Yes.
You've got to be you. I'm one of those people, I can't do, I've never been good at that. I get angry, and I'm sticking it. And it's hard for me to get out of it and everything and shake it off. I admire people that are able to do that. In this industry, it's very...
It's just, vital.
Yeah. I would say in business nowadays in general, it really is.
You kind of do have to do that.
Such a great, fun guy to collaborate with. Jeff's
cool.
Really creative guy and would really like, you know, the average things they would do in radio, Jeff would take that and kind of put a spin on it or do something different.
Right.
Appreciate you, Jeff. And I also want to send a shout out to him. He sent Pam a video of these two eagles sitting on a tree the other day from where he's living. And
that's beautiful.
Cool. It was a cool video. It was very cool. Thank you, Jeff. And we wish a very happy anniversary to Jeff and Marilyn. Happy 49th, you two.
Absolutely.
And you're our qualifiers.
Hey, so yeah, don't have to worry about silly rules anymore.
Yeah, right. You're in. We take a look at our celebrity list. Lindsay Arnold is 30. Dancing with the Stars Pro, she won the 25th season with Jordan Fisher.
Oh, got the wrong person here.
Uh-huh.
You kind of need Beth for this one.
appreciate dancers. I really do. This show has done a really nice job. That one thing I don't think we've talked about as much, or I should say I haven't talked about as much, is really giving dancers a spotlight, really giving a little bit more.
You know,
we know their names a little bit more.
Yeah, it's kind of a thankless job when you think of all the – look at all the choreography that needs to go on, not just in movies, you know, music videos. Look at music video. I mean, all the dancers you need for that. Kind of an underappreciated part of the entertainment industry.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice to get a spotlight on them.
Mm-hmm. Amanda Peet is 52.
Oh.
Good actor.
Very good actor.
I think most people would remember her from The Whole Nine Yards. She was also in Brockmire. She was in that as well. Good comedic actress. Good actress. I really, especially with Bruce Willis being... unable to make movies anymore.
Right.
And Matthew Perry being gone.
Yep.
That whole Nine Yards holds up a lot better. Michael Clark Duncan, I believe, was in that too. Is not with us anymore.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I just realized that. Yeah. It was a good movie.
Yeah. Like, it was a fun little movie. Yeah.
It's not the greatest movie you're ever going to see. Or the greatest comedy or anything, but I think it's worth seeing. They call Aretha Franklin the Queen of Soul for a reason.
They do.
I call Mary J. Blige the Queen of R&B hip hop for a reason.
Mm.
Mary J. Blige, 53 today.
Wow.
I think the voice of our generation in many ways, man.
Yep.
That's how much I think of Mary J. Blige.
When she was just, I mean, in the 90s, she was just so big. I mean, and then she kept it going.
Yeah.
That was the impressive part. Especially in R&B where, you know, there's a lot of come and go with a lot of artists. I mean, she was able to, especially with women artists, she was able to stick it out, and she's still like an institution. It's really cool.
And you listen to Mary J. Blige, and if you isolate just her voice, you would think she's from the 40s or 50s. Mm. You would think that she's some classic soul singer or some from a juke joint, long forgotten or something like that.
Right.
She's got one of those old school voices.
Classic voices, yeah.
That she was able to use in hip hop, that she was able to use in like not just our hip hop, but 90s R&B that was a very hip hop felt.
That was kind of
influence.
That was kind of when they were starting to come together, when they were starting to get really tight.
Huge fan and great actress. Great actress.
I don't
know
if I've seen her in anything.
The Umbrella Academy she was in.
Oh, yeah.
She had a
I
good spot
that,
in the first couple seasons of that. And I love that show. And she was really good.
Nice.
She did a really nice job.
Cool.
Tom Rollins is 53, one half of the Chemical Brothers.
Oh.
Block Rockin' Beats. Wide Open from Beck or Go or Galvanize.
Great, not only great musicians, fabulous producers.
Yeah,
oh my gosh, they have produced so much great music.
We had so much of those electronic bands, and it's so interesting to me to see so many of them still around.
Yeah.
Like a lot of Daft Punk is still, I think they retired actually, but they were still around.
They were
for, like,
for many 20 years, they were up and around. You know, Massive Attack still pops up every now and then.
A lot of them. Man, I love Massive Attack. Massive Attack, top five favorite bands. That was so good of you. So good of you. You're such a good teammate. Let's see here. Tom Dumont is 56, No Doubt's lead guitarist.
Right. Wait, what is No Doubt doing?
I don't know about that one.
No aspersions on them. No aspersions.
Right. And Jason Connery is 61, Sean Connery's son. He used to be with Mia Sara, from that lady from Sloan from Ferris Bueller.
Oh,
I don't know much about Jason. But
No, I don't know. Did he go in the industry or is he doing something else?
Not sure.
I guess I really don't know.
That's interesting. And I mean, he's 61. So, you know, he's been
right,
around,
exactly.
You know,
he's been around for a very long time.
And he does. I apologize. He does not look familiar. I'm not seeing.
No, he doesn't really look like his dad at all.
No,
not really.
He was on Robin of Sherwood in '86.
Okay. Oh wow.
So he was. He did do a little bit.
Acting.
He's got some acting credits here. Yes. Right. Spymaker, Bullet to Beijing. He was in with Michael Caine. That was. I remember that one.
So he's a working actor. Yeah.
Not bad at all. Not bad. Let's go ahead and continue with some people that are no longer with us. As we mentioned on our Sunrise show over at Wiscountry, Naomi Judd would have been 78 today.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage you to learn more about her and her situation.
Yep.
And reach out to each other. Pay attention to your own mental health as well as that of others. 988, the mental health hotline.
Yep.
Keep that in mind as well.
Yep.
Clarence Clemens, born on this day in 1942, passed away in 2011. One of our older jokes between you and I, Seth, is about 80s, saxophone solos.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist without Clarence Clemens.
No. And he, well-known saxophonist for the E Street Band, they kind of plucked him out of obscurity when they first came together. He had a couple of hits, I believe. a couple you've probably heard. One I know you've heard at weddings, Strokin'.
Oh, yeah.
That's Clarence Clemens.
That's right.
And he had a big hit with, in the late 60s, early 70s, with Patches. Patches, I'm depending on your son.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It was a decent size hit, I think, in the 70s for him. Mm. So he had quite a career, and he wrote some pretty cool songs, too. So,
an iconic part of that band.
Oh, and his sax playing was great,
That band, the more I think about Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, the more it reminds me of, like, the Muppet Mayhem Band. The characters they had in that band.
Oh, man.
And almost all of them recognizable.
Yeah.
Almost all of them. We didn't know their names, but you knew the image and the look
absolutely.
Of them and everything.
And how they moved on stage and stuff.
Yes.
You know, you had like Max Weinberg, you know, he's like stock still, except his arms are moving a million miles an hour on the drum set. But
Little Steven with his bandanas.
Man.
Oh, my God. What an interesting band.
Yeah.
Interesting. And he is definitely one of the best as far as in that industry, what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Frederick Dennis Green, born on this day in 1949, passed away in 2015. One of 67 vocalists in Sha Na Na who is not Bowser.
And I think isn't John Bauman still alive? John Bowser Bauman?
Yes,
I think
I believe
he is still alive.
So.
Yeah.
And one of the, I mean, it's hard to argue this is not the greatest name in greatest nickname in basketball history. Chocolate Thunder, Daryl Dawkins, born on this day in 1957. Former center for the Philadelphia 76ers, known for shattering backboards long before Shaq did it.
Yep. Oh, man, you know, I think basketball has some of the better nicknames these days.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball got really lame. Every now and then you get a couple. There's apparently no nicknames in football anymore.
No.
I have not heard any. Yeah.
That's
except
a real
Wink
shame.
Martindale. He's like the yeah. one, and now he doesn't have a job.
It feels we got too cool for this.
Yeah.
You know, we got, no.
No, basketball's got the good ones.
There's a young man who's going to be drafted maybe late first round, early second round out of Alabama. Kool-Aid. His name's Kool-Aid.
Awesome.
We need more of that.
We need more of that.
We need more of those. Daryl Dawkins.
Sleepy Floyd.
There are so many great nicknames in basketball.
Yeah.
You're right about this. Baseball had it.
Baseball did
have that niche, Martin, but not anymore.
Not anymore.
We one more time want to wish happy birthday to Steph Payne.
Happy birthday, Steph.
And a very happy anniversary to our qualifiers celebrating their 49th anniversary, Jeff and Marilyn Siegler.
Happy anniversary to have fun.
Enjoy.
Hope
it's a great one for
you.
We're going to take a news break. We'll come back and have some more fun. We're going to talk about a candy that is no longer with us. They have retired a candy.
Really, this is really affecting you, man.
Yeah, it really is. It genuinely is.
It's going to turn into a group therapy session.
Thank you. I would like that. Coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good Friday Eve out there, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Staying warm. Hearing from Brittany this morning, a shout out to Britt. We know that we should be getting stuff done now. Get things done now.
Clean up a little bit maybe before the next round comes around.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the little bit of blue sky we have right now.
Yeah.
That's not going to be around for much longer.
I think that the Eagles' ears were burning because I brought up those Eagles earlier, and I don't know if you saw this, but there was one that flew right by.
Oh, I missed it.
Going to commercial break. It's just beautiful.
Gorgeous.
In that cold blue sky, mm-hmm. it is just beautiful. Those wings out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a beautiful night last night. I want to send a shout out to our friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, and they had their a campaign, celebration
yeah. mm-hmm.
yesterday, and big thank you to them for doing that, and to our own Pam Hilke for being there and representing us. Thank you so much, Pam.
Represent.
Pam does this. Yep, she reps hard. We appreciate you, Pam, so much. And
we do.
Got a nice award from them, a Community Cornerstone Partners Award benefactor for Civic Media, WFHR, and WIRA Radio.
Nice.
Appreciate them for that, and appreciate Pam again for being there.
Yeah.
It's really cool, you guys. Thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
We'll talk more about this with Terry tomorrow. She'll be sitting in with us on the morning show. I'm used to the bumpers going away.
Sorry. They're a little long.
That's all right. Terry will be joining us tomorrow. We'll talk about that and all things United Way, as there is plenty to talk about with our friends over at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. You can find out more by going to uwswac.org.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, God, I didn't realize this was going to be so hard on me. All right, I'm sorry. I got a job to do.
Come on.
Get it together here and everything. Yeah. We want to say goodbye to Fruit Stripe Gum.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah. It's time for 2024's first nostalgic passing, something that ceases to exist, even though virtually not a lot of people even knew it was still around.
I had no idea.
I didn't either. The makers of Fruit Stripe Gum announced that it's been discontinued after its incredible 55-year run.
Mm.
That's amazing.
Wow.
And if the name rings a bell, this was a gum with the zebra mascot.
Yes.
Bright colored zebra gum.
Yeah. I don't even know if that guy had a name. I'm sure he did, but I don't remember what it was.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
The wrappers printed with temporary tattoos.
Yeah.
They had that part. The gum was originally launched back in 1969 by Beecham Nut Company, which now primarily produces baby and toddler food.
That's right. Yes.
The gum came in five flavors, Wet n' Wild Melon, Cherry, Lemon, Orange, and Peach. There was also briefly a chocolate flavor back in the 70s.
No.
I don't remember that one.
Chocolate gum just doesn't know.
No.
That sounds bad to me. No.
As usual, when this stuff happens, some opportunists ran out to buy the remaining stock to sell on eBay for crazy prices. Seth, you asked a great question. The zebra's mascot's name was Yipes.
Yipes. Oh, Yipes Stripes.
There was an ad slogan for it.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yipes Stripes, food strike gum. Because they still had ads, I think, on like Saturday morning cartoons. Yeah. They would show those ads for Fruit Stripe gum. So now my question to you, since you know you seem to have such nostalgia for Stripe gum, were you an aficionado of it when growing up?
Yes.
Or of gum at all? I guess I don't even know. Do you ever chew gum?
Of gum. I love gum.
Oh, okay.
Probably my favorite candy is gum.
Oh, okay.
I love gum.
All right.
This was one of my favorites.
Really?
I was big about, you could get me as a kid, my mom and dad make fun of this all the time, you could buy the most expensive chocolate bar in the world for me, and you give me a choice between that and 20 cheap candies, 20 cheap chocolate bars. I'm going to take the 20 cheap chocolate bars every time.
Quantity over quality at this point. Yeah.
And that was my whole existence of candy. Anything that there was more Kit Kats, I kid you not, man. I thought I was pulling a hustle on my parents when I got to pick one candy bar and I got Kit Kats. Because I got four of them.
Four of them. Twix only had two.
Yeah.
Kit Kat has four, man. So you must have gone crazy with M&M's. Look at all these M&M's.
Yeah. It was nuts. Skittles, give them to me. I'm not the smartest human being. I'm not known for my brains. I'm looking at this right now. I thought I was hesitant to do this, but I had to look up on eBay. If we wanted to buy a pack of Fruit Stripe gum, $189.
No, it's not worth that. Okay. I got Fruit Stripe gum every now and then. I like gum too when I was a kid, you know, and mostly bubble gum because I like to blow bubbles, but I got every now and then I would buy it and then this is good. And the flavor lasted for a minute.
Yeah.
Tops. I mean, it really did not last very long. And then I wouldn't buy it for a while because like, this gum is, you know, just the flavor doesn't last.
Yeah.
And then I'd forget and then I'd buy another pack and do it all over again. Right.
It was impossible to blow bubbles with it.
Oh, you could. It was so thin.
Was not
going to
happen. Not going to happen.
It was chewing gum, strictly chewing gum. Yeah.
But there's something about it with gum to me that was different than any other candy. Like there's certain gums that I didn't eat, sure, but for the most part, like Topps chewing gum.
Oh,
it's chalk. It was pink chalk, and I loved it.
I know.
I loved it. I couldn't get enough of it.
You know, you'd buy your pack of cards, and depending on how long it had been sitting around, you might have a card with a little rectangle thing on it because the gum, the sugar in the gum would kind of leach into the cardboard. You would chew it. Again, the flavor lasted for like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And you couldn't blow bubbles, and it was hard as a rock when you first did it. But we all chewed it, though.
Oh, yeah.
You're so right, man. Totally.
And a little random fact, I don't think a lot of people know this, but if your house was built in the 80s, chances are some of the construction that gum was used on some of the construction. The roof of your house may have been built with it, some of the foundations.
Really, really hope you're not in a quake zone if that was the case, yeah.
Every Wednesday, usually, we are joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing. We shifted it to Thursday this week. They join us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. We got Phil Hartley on the line with us. Phil, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I still have still suffering from some disabilities with my jaw because of that.
Many of us know what it's like to have a dislocated jaw because of
hard bubble gum. Yeah.
Now, baseball cards. You know.
Phil joins us usually with a Wicked Awesome Word a Wednesday, but he also had a note for us today. I just got your message, Phil. I saw. Thank you for that. And appreciate you listening. Thank you so much for that. Our sponsors oftentimes are some of our biggest fans, and we greatly appreciate you guys for that.
Mm-hmm.
But Phil had a note for us, Seth, and I'm a little shocked by this with you.
Oh, okay.
Did you want to tell him or you want me to read it, Phil?
Oh, no, that's right. Clarence Carter.
Stroking was Clarence Carter.
Oh, Clarence Carter. Yeah. Oh, you're right. Yeah. I got it wrong.
I thought the same thing you did. I was with you.
He did have a wicked awesome song with Jackson Brown called "You're a Friend of Mine."
Oh, there you go. Okay,
forgot about that one.
I remember that one.
Yeah, so. That's one of my favorites.
You got me, Phil. Yep.
Now,
I didn't mean to. Oh
no, that's okay.
Oh, that's great.
I want to get it right from now on. Yeah. So that's why. Correct me, please.
We're all right with.
I saw those DJing days when I used to DJ.
Yep. Came in handy.
If we ever run out of words, Phil, we could always turn this segment into, you know, just random song facts.
Yeah, there you go. That, yeah. You know? Yeah, we'd be all good at that.
Seth
one.
And I would have no problem with
that. Yeah, not at all.
Not at all.
Me either. I love that.
For now, let's go ahead and get the words out for people. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
So maybe this follows with that catch there. So the Wicked Awesome word this week is glean.
Ooh,
glean, okay.
G-L-E-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, there, and it means to find out, to be a little bit pokey and want to know.
Yeah, yeah.
Glean information, yes, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fun one. I like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, so go out there and glean today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, you know, yeah.
Be inquisitive.
Okay.
So, that's the word. Wicked Awesome word this week is glean.
Oh, that's a good one. I like, there's a real push right now to bring back a lot of older words, bring them back into the lexicon. And Seth and Melissa and I are actually going to get into that next week. I've got a couple articles on that I want to do a little more homework on first. But yeah, it's pretty interesting how this is happening. It may even give us a little more opportunities to have some of those words, or maybe we can, get people to know some of these words.
Or still use them. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. But Phil, wanted to catch up with you and how things are going over at the shop. How are you guys doing in the beginning? How are Januarys for you in general, Phil, like Quality
Plus?
Usually
for the first week, they're slow, which it kind of was, but then it gathers steam because people are getting back to their work and ordering new things for the new year, which informs and things. So, yeah, it's picking up now, which is good news.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of things happening here. I get some new equipment coming, which is awesome. So we'll be bigger, faster, stronger here pretty quick. And then we're looking at some new business possibilities as well that I'll glean information on over there.
nice.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's coming. It's a new, we're going to be offering some new different products here pretty quick. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I don't sit still well, so I have to keep moving and trying to come up with some new ideas.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
I admire that in any industry, Phil, where you have people who they're good at what they do, and they could keep doing what they're doing because they're good at it. But like you guys and many of our businesses out there, that's not enough. You're going to keep trying to do more for your clients, our community, try to expand and be able to do more and offer more things. I admire that. I think that's great, and looking forward to hearing about that.
Thanks, James. You know, I know we're in the middle of Central Wisconsin in a small town called Wisconsin Rapids, but who says we can't rule the world, you know?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Who says that? You know, yeah. I've learned that as I get older, right? People want to help you, and people want you to grow. So if you get in with a good team and with some good people that want to be around your business or around your family or whatever and want to see things happen to you, you come up with the ideas and people get lit up and want to help. And that's what's happening. And like I said, I use that metaphor of ruling the world, but who says you have to be small just because you're in a smaller town or have to think small? You don't.
Nope.
That's right.
You don't. You know, it's a big dream and get people out, be on board and get the other people out of the way.
I told Carl when we took over, when the inmates started running the asylum around here at WFHR, I don't know any other way to approach this show than we are a major market.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to treat our listeners. I'm not going to dumb things down or do things any differently for these listeners than I would if we were doing this in L.A. or Chicago or anything like that. We got a local touch. We're going to talk local. We're going to certainly be a local specific as far as what we're talking about and those things. But the production and the way that we treat our audience, we're going to treat you like we're big time because we are big time. You are big time out there.
Yeah.
Every small town has its bigness to it.
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, you got to use both, right? There's the beauty of a small town, but dream the big ideas at the same time.
Well, when we realistically, when you look at this, if you break it down, comparing size to of a big city to Rapids, sure. But you expand that, we're not just Rapids. We're Port Edwards. We're Portage.
Right.
We're Nakusa. We're Stevens Point. We're Wausau. We're Marshfield. Mm-hmm. We're Central Wisconsin.
Yep.
And when you include that, all of a sudden, we're big time. I feel a lot better about that. And we're able to reach so many more people out there too, which is why people like Phil and his team work with us. We like working with them.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage you to join our friends over at Quality Plus today. They're working really hard over there. Phil, thank you so much for the time.
I appreciate it, you guys, as always.
Okay. I got one more. I got one for Phil now.
Ooh.
That involves his word of the day. So my favorite band, They Might Be Giants, actually have an album called Glean.
Ooh, nice. Oh, nice. Wow.
They
nice.
Do.
Nice. Oh, that worked out. That full circle.
Yeah, that's right.
Great. They're great. Now I'm a little bit prouder of that word.
There you go.
Thanks for helping us today, Phil. Get the word out. We appreciate you. We'll talk again next week, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. See you next Wednesday, hopefully.
Yep. Yeah. Thanks, Phil.
We'll talk then. Appreciate you, Phil. That's one of our favorite people. We love you, Phil. Mm-hmm. Love that team over there. Go ahead and say hi to him in person. Quality Post Printing open right now at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Their doors open usually pretty early in the morning, and they're around until 4. Yep. Give them a call, 715-423-7440, 423-7440, and be sure to follow their Facebook page. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the cool things that they are doing over there.
Indeed.
And you can see that cute kid.
That's great. That's right, yeah.
Phil, join us next Wednesday for another Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to that. And, of course, a big thank you to them for sponsoring Playmakers. Big, big thank you for them for that. We're going to give them another shout-out in the 9 o'clock hour.
We have our
mini Playmakers episode coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, sleuthing around.
You know, I know you and Melissa said that, but to me it's more like coffee brewing. That's what I think of when I hear this, like dripping coffee, you know, a morning thing.
You can hear that. Can hear that in it. We're going to have some fun with the next hour here. We've got great stuff coming up for you next hour. We're going to kick it off with Madison Rafter from Southwick County Maine Society and our Pet of the Week.
Yeah.
After that, an abbreviated Playmakers episode because breaking news just happened. Bill Belichick is leaving the Patriots after 24 seasons.
Mm.
He's leaving. He's not retiring.
Right.
Nick Saban, less than 10 hours ago, announced his retirement. Less than 24.
Yeah,
announced his retirement. Just too much big stuff going on, and our audience has spoken. I've gotten 8 different messages from people asking if we have to wait until Monday to talk about this.
The populace has spoken. I guess we need to do a little talking about that.
We're going to do that in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm looking forward to it. But if we do this, you guys got to call up. All right.
Yeah, come on.
Don't leave
us. We're doing this for you.
Yep. Doing it for you. You got to call up and join us of 715-424-2600.
Yep.
For now, let's get into this, Seth.
Okay.
We got kind of back-to-back stories here to wrap up the hour. McDonald's is bringing back its Double Big Mac for a limited time. They first debuted in March 10th, 2020, just days before the entire world shut down. So many people didn't get a chance to really try it.
Right, right.
It's like a normal Big Mac, but with 2 patties on top and 2 on the bottom. It is revolutionary. Who would have thought of something like this? It's groundbreaking.
Can you not just like literally ask them, can I have some more? Can I have some more patties, please?
Yeah. Or just make your own. Buy a couple of cheeseburgers and make your own.
Look at, I made my own Big Mac.
Back in 2020, I love the idea of people doing that in the store.
In the restaurant. That'd be awesome.
Back in 2020, they also added a Little Mac that only had 1 patty. No mention of that one. So it's not clear if they're bringing that back.
Come on, McDonald's.
The Double Big Mac hits the menu at participating McDonald's on January 24th for a limited time.
It's more meat. That's all it is.
It's not at all the same thing, but it reminds me, Wisconsinites will remember this, of the Gravedigger. They had a burger out for a while here in Wisconsin when Gilbert Brown was huge.
Oh, that's right.
And it was called the Gravedigger.
I remember that.
It was a great burger. It was great. I love that thing.
You should bring that back, man.
That thing was about the size of that thing. That's how big that was when it was out. That's a good burger. That'd be interesting. See how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
And like a lot of these businesses are a lot of these places are going to be doing more and more of this.
Right. Exactly.
There's not a whole lot of ways to reinvent the burger.
It's pretty simple.
It's one of the only things you can really do.
Yeah.
Is kind of taking it away for a little while and then bringing it back. And all that.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Right?
McDonald's has built almost built their foundation on this.
Mm-hmm.
I know that people, we have our surveys of people's favorite fries, and McDonald's pops up in there. But when was the last time you heard something? And I'm not picking on McDonald's for this, but I love the meat from McDonald's, or I like this from McDonald's.
Right, right.
It's fast. It's quick. We know what it is, and it's reliable. You've had it your whole life. You understand what it is.
Right.
It's reliable, if anything. there's not a lot of reinventing you can do with this stuff.
No, it's not.
It's one of the only ways to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't have a rooting interest in the NFL playoffs and you love chicken, then you are in the same boat as Popeye's Louisiana Chicken Kitchen, which was founded in New Orleans, the home of the Saints.
Makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
Popeye's wants to give you something to cheer for, so they are giving away free wings if a team wins the Super Bowl that involves wings. And that means only two remaining bird teams, the Baltimore Ravens and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. Although the way it looks right now, one team really has a legitimate shot at it. But yeah,
they are also counting the Buffalo Bills apparently for the Buffalo Wings connection. So that's a reach.
I'll give it to them for doing it.
If one of those three teams wins it all on February 11th, customers can snag a free 6-piece order of wings with any purchase 2 days after the Super Bowl on February 13th, which is also Mardi Gras, aka Fat Tuesday.
Hey, that's a good timing actually. I kind of like that. I had to do this because I wasn't sure. The closest Popeyes to us.
Yeah.
Is over in, I believe, in Oshkosh. It's like it's an hour and a half away.
That's closer than I would have thought, actually.
Yeah, that's true. So I think there's some in Madison, too. So if you're in that area, you're good to go. But, yeah, you're going to have to make a trek if you want to get those free wings.
I love KFC. Nothing against them. I've never understood why in this area, specifically Rapids, there has been another chicken joint.
Yeah, that is kind of surprising.
Whether it is Popeyes. Or what's the other big one?
Chick-fil-A.
Any of those. I'm a little surprised none of those would be around. Yeah. I just imagine they would do very well.
I'm guessing.
That's a fun idea. And for non-sports heads, which, God bless you, your brains have got to be so much nice and so clean.
It can be horrible. It really can be.
Really, really can be. the Baltimore Ravens is a sneaky nice bet right there. That's a team that easily could win it all.
They're looking pretty good right now.
None of us would be surprised.
No.
It also brings up the... Man, Jim Harbaugh finally gets to the mountaintop. He gets there. He finally gets there. Gets a national championship. His family went to Michigan. He went to Michigan. I can't imagine what that means. And within a month, it could mean nothing in that house.
As his
younger brother wins a second Super Bowl. possibly wins a second Super Bowl.
It's the whole Eli Payton thing again.
I can't imagine how that's going to. That family seems like they support each other.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
They also seem incredibly competitive. So.
Well, as someone, you, James, you're a competitive person, right?
Yeah.
I'm guessing that, you, and it tends, not always, but it tends to be of the same gender, in families. There's a competitive streak. So I'm guessing you and Nick have a little bit of that, you know?
Yeah. my brother and I have a wonderful relationship. One of my best friends. Love him to death. We get the Bucks here at the radio station. He goes and works for him. Come on. Can't compete with that.
Even better.
I think it actually happened in the opposite order.
It did. But it's like he got the job. No, we got him on the radio now. Yeah.
You're so right about this. Yeah. And it was even worse when we were younger.
I'm sure it was. Yeah.
It wasn't really. I'm 10 years older than him. It wasn't even fair. But half the time we'd be competing in things. And he's got these short legs and can't keep up. It's great.
Wow.
He got taller. He's actually, I think he's taller than me now.
By half an inch. I don't know if I want him to listen or not at this point. A little both.
He'll be joining us on Playmakers pretty soon, actually. Looking forward to it. Right now, we're going to take a quick break, come back with our Pet of the Week and our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society and much more from here at, Katrina, you take it.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.